Celebrate today the transfiguration of Jesus, as we heard in the gospel, Jesus going up to Mount Tabor with his three favorite apostles, Peter, James, and John. And just a little geographical lesson, Mount Tabor is about 5 miles basically to the east of Nazareth. So if you can imagine, when the sun would rise every day, Jesus, when he was growing up in Nazareth, would see it. And if you, Mount Tabor is sort of like a perfect, if you have a sine wave, or it's like a perfect round mountain. So, so he would have seen that, you know, every morning, if he would get up early enough to look at the rising of the sun. But he goes up there with Peter, James, and John, and is transfigured along with Moses and Elijah before them. The Father then says basically to the three apostles to listen to the Lord, and then they come down from the mountain. And it's interesting what Jesus tells those three apostles. He charged them to not share the vision until the Son of Man would rise from the dead. And I thought about that. Why would Jesus not want them to tell the other apostles? Now, this is just speculation, but there's, you know, the angles here. You know, one of the things regarding doing that, if they did share with the other apostles, remember, Peter, James, and John and Jesus were going up there to pray. And so if the apostles, Peter, James, and John, have this special experience, you know, what would be the emotional response of the other apostles? Would there maybe be jealousy? Or would they, maybe like, okay, why did you appear to them, Jesus, and not to us? What's going on here? So, you know, it might be, and this can happen when we're, you know, and this applies to our lives too, that emotions can get into when we share something with another person. Emotions can come in, right? And so what we're saying can be blotted out, and the emotions can rise, and the emotional reaction can be something that happens. Jealousy, or, you know, why are you saying this to me? And they don't hear the message. The person doesn't hear the message. The emotions get in the way. So I think that's an angle that, you know, again, I don't know exactly why Jesus doesn't say, but that can be an angle. And when we're dealing with people and situations, you know, things in the faith, sharing some tough issues, sharing experiences we have, to remember that people, we're human beings, and there's emotions that get involved, and to be cognizant and aware of that. So sometimes people can react emotionally. It's just like we have to be ready and realize that this person is reacting that way, and to respond in an appropriate manner. Sometimes we can take offense at what they're doing and saying to us. So, you know, that could be. Another angle is timing. When we say something, when we talk about, you know, situation, timing can be important. So maybe, you know, with this event, if they were to say to the other apostles of the event, again, there might be some emotional things, other things that happen, but the realization of what it is might not be understood fully or dismissed. But if you wait till after the resurrection and share that incident, it can be more effective. You know, people, the other apostles, are wondering, well, why Jesus rose from the dead? And then Peter, James, and John said, well, hey, we had this experience. We had this experience of him being transfigured. So obviously it's supporting Peter, James, and John and their belief in the resurrection, but it can be a very powerful way that the others, the apostles and the disciples, are buttressed in their belief in the resurrection. Yeah, no, no, this really can happen. Jesus can rise from the dead, and he transfigured himself before us. So that's the thing, timing. You know, when we say things, how we, you know, when we say them, that can be an important element. Sometimes, you know, we we can wait a little bit and say something to somebody, or, you know, maybe it's appropriate just right at the moment to say something to somebody about something in our faith or something else. You know, that's important. So timing. And also another element is sometimes the event that we experience, that, you know, Peter, James, and John experienced, can be sensationalized. Yeah, rather than focus on the message, being a sensational event can be focused on rather. So I'll give you an example. You know, if someone goes to, like, you know, like youth rally, World Youth Day going on, or some retreat. Not that those things are bad, but what can happen is, rather than focus on the message and our growth in the Lord, rather it can be focused on how we felt. You know, that was a great moving experience. And rather than seek the Lord more in our lives, we can seek events, seek to be sensationalized. So I think that, you know, that can be an element here where it's just like, okay, don't sensationalize the event. Remember what Jesus, when he would go around and heal people, he said to them, don't share this with anybody else. Why wouldn't you want to share it? Because someone can, rather than focus on what Jesus was saying to them, the message, they can focus on how they felt in the event. Actually, 6 days before this transfiguration event, remember Jesus had shared with them that Peter was going to be, you know, on this rock. He would build his church. He had revealed to them for the first time that he must suffer, die, but then rise on the third day. He said to them in that discourse that he didn't want them to share with other people the fact that he was the Messiah. Why would you not want to tell others about Jesus being the Messiah? So he had told them that, not to share that. He had told, you know, various people he healed, not to share the fact that they were healed. And what happened? The people went out and shared it anyway. So, and Jesus, as a result of that, his ministry was diminished. He couldn't go to the places because people were so focused on miracles and being healed and, you know, receiving things rather than the message. You know, what am I here for? I'm here to share God, share that with you. Repent and believe in the gospel, you know. So rather than focus on that, as people are focused on, you know, healing, and not that healing is bad, but the sensational aspect of it. So I think that's, you know, something for us maybe to consider in our lives, you know. Like, you know, coming to Mass, people think, well, I didn't have a very good experience. Well, are we really coming to Mass to be, you know, having a sensational effect? No. I mean, it can happen. But it's really more about, you know, the Lord and growing in His love and worshiping the Lord here at Mass, certainly. So there can be that angle. Another thing is that the event in itself is not like critical for the faith. You can say that the event that happened to them, it's like it really wasn't necessarily needed to be shared, right? So sometimes there's things in our lives where, like, we see, you know, a friend or a family member doing something that's really inappropriate and sinful. We have a certain obligation to say something. You know, we can't just sit back and say, well, I'll pray and the Holy Spirit will take care of it. No, we in certain situations, we have to say something or do something. We have an obligation. This event, it's like, well, you don't, I wouldn't need to say anything about this event. It's like if I go to a retreat or I go to, you know, event, and it's like I had a sensational experience or saw something, it's like I don't need to share that. But if there might be an obligation that I have. So you know, this is one of the things about gossip. You know, sometimes we have, when we're dealing with people and situations, we might have to talk to somebody else about a situation that we experienced. You know, hey, this person, they did or said this, and I'm just kind of wondering, you know, am I thinking right? Is this the right proper reaction to what they're doing and saying? Are they off course? Am I in line with thinking that they're off base, they're not doing right? That's an angle that's, you know, we're called to do. We really want to say, hey, you know, am I thinking properly about this individual? But if we start talking about the individual with others, that we don't need to say something, that's when we're entering into gossip. You know, it's like, I don't need to share that with somebody else. The fact that person did this or that. So there's a distinction there that's really important to really be charitable in what we're saying about the other person. So this event is like, well, you don't, you know, nothing really needed to be said about it. So that's another angle. So these are just various things that maybe we can think about, you know, Jesus instructing his apostles not to share this vision until he had risen from the dead.